So our next two speakers will be John Snell and Angie Tripton, and they will talk about Public Health Department Nutrition Environment Setting the Pace.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank APHA for having us, and thank you all for coming here today. I'd like to tell you, first of all, that this is a program that is one piece of the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program, and we are also funded by the California Endowment. We have no relationships to disclose except for the fact that it does feed our passion of supporting healthy eating and active living in Tulare County. Tulare County Health and Human Services started a worksite wellness program called Healthy for Life back in, it was first introduced in the year 2004. And it was started out to be a slow start at that point in time. We engaged staff at 46 different sites. We have a lot of different sites in Tulare County. We had centralized activities were planned, but attendance by our staff was very limited at that point in time. And upper management support was not sought out, so without that, that slowly fizzled out. Believe me, it slowly fizzled out. Upper management support is the backbone of any worksite wellness program. So what we did, we invited assorted staff to join our worksite wellness council to make that collective decisions. Communication with staff is vital, and that is at all levels, whether it be newsletters, emails, anything, even smoke signals if you need to. And what we learned most of all at that point was don't give up quickly because you've planted that seed. Wellness this time around, 207, a presentation was made to all of our agency directors that clearly tied wellness to our organization's mission statement. Our wellness council was established with representatives of each of our branches of our agencies. This included mental health, human services, health services, and our administration. We adopted a lifestyle change programs. We actually adopted two of them. The Family Challenge, which is a nutrition education program that is actually Tulare County's own. It's a 10-week program. And we also adopted the American Cancer Society's Active for Life program, which is a physical activity program. And then at that point in time, we also had a worksite wellness policy that was adopted by our Tulare County Health and Human Services Agency Director in October of 2007, 1 year ago. We had an Embracing the Wellness policy. We actually had our big launch a year ago. We had an agency in service where we had mandatory attendance by all of our 2,500 staff members. There's a picture of our booth there. Each employee received a wellness bag, which included the policy, educational materials, and wellness incentives. At that point in time, we took baseline surveys from our staff. 445 staff members took the time that day to take that survey. And we currently are taking new surveys for our staff. We're doing this through SurveyMonkey. And we are also having our new in-service this Thursday. We'll also have hard copies of that survey for our staff members to take at that time. Our policy. A worksite wellness policy is the backbone to any worksite wellness program that you have. And we at Tulare County Health and Human Services feel that we are committed to the good health and well-being of its employees. A healthy worksite force results in a more productive workforce with less absenteeism, fewer accidents, lower health care demands, and greater overall savings by reducing the incidence of disease and disability. That really says it all. We really, truly believe in this. We also encourage our employees to eat healthy, to participate in all of the classes that are offered, and we also offer different health screenings at different times throughout the year. And we want them to identify the different health risks that they have, because we do want them to be healthy, to come to work, happy and healthy. These are little parts of our policy itself. We recommend that they have the inclusion of healthy food options at meetings, potlucks, and special events, so the donuts are maybe not around all the time. We support the availability of healthy food options in our vending machines, our snack bars, and the cafeterias that are operating in our workplace. We do encourage our employees to utilize their breaks for walking and stretching and other physical activity. And we also incorporate physical activity breaks into meetings when those are practical. We also promote the use of stairwells and walking paths. We have some great walking paths within those 46 sites, and people do utilize those all the time, and the stairwells are very well utilized too. And we provide educational resources in classes that promote physical activity, good nutrition, and healthy lifestyles. And as you see that here, there's some examples of some of the posters that our marketing department made for us. And in the back, there are some more examples of them. They're really nice, very eye-catching for you. And we also encourage participation in our worksite wellness program. So this is just gives you an example of what our policy is about. And Angie's going to talk to you about what we've done with our policy.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Angie Tipton, and I am the unit manager for the Tulare County Health and Human Services Health Promotion Unit. And in addition to the wellness policy, we understood that communicating wellness messages to our employees was very important. It's no good to have a policy if no one's living the life. One way we accomplished this was through the development of our wellness newsletter. And as Joanne mentioned, we have a great marketing department who's able to jazz up our scribbled notes for us. Our newsletter was distributed on a quarterly basis via check distributions. It was available on the county intranet as well as emailed to all employees. The articles were actually submitted by different members of the Wellness Council, and so we thought it was important that the articles come from all agency employees and not just the health department. One of the other activities that we support is on-site lunchtime nutrition education and physical activity classes teaching the Family Challenge and Active for Life curriculum. We taught nutrition education, introducing new foods to your family, very important, especially the kids, increasing physical activity at home and at work, and water consumption and Zumba. And there we have a picture of employees showing up at about an hour, hour and a half before their scheduled shift to get some physical activity before serving the public. One of the other activities we did were monthly lunch and learns, and they were one of the things that happened the first time with wellness was we were asking everyone to come to us, and that didn't work. And so this time around, it was a traveling lunch and learn, and we came to the different locations, and that turned out to be a lot more successful. We taught Wellness 101, nutrition, stress management, Diabetes 101, 5 Secrets to Permanent Weight Loss, and it's not dieting, and Introduction to Green Cleaning. The result was wellness. Oops, did I go back? Yeah, the result was wellness. It was a shift in perception. It really changed the office culture, and this meant that employees started keeping their tennis shoes under their desk. Our own Joanne Snell introduced Oatmeal Thursdays, which employees really embraced. Everyone started looking forward to Thursdays, and who knew that oatmeal was going to be that interesting? The other thing we had was easy breezy salad bars and healthy potlucks. And the last thing that we've actually introduced is healthy fundraisers. We're currently doing a healthy holiday club. Who else is doing wellness in your county? It's time to collaborate. The courts, WIC, the sheriff's department, and everyone forgets about county HR. They're also in the wellness job, and child support services. In our county, it was all independent wellness programs, all trying to accomplish the same thing in an uncoordinated manner. And a new county-wide effort emerged as a new partnership blossomed between agencies and a county. And a new county-wide effort began. We had a champion from county HR, and we had our wellness coordinator, Joanne Snell, who started coordinating together, each bringing to the table the assets that they could share. And I think the very important lesson there is get your county HR department involved. We could bring the resources. They were able to get the yeses for us, the approvals, tell us how to weave through the system. Wellness was embraced. Our first event was Share the Health Fair, held on June 19th at the Convention Center. It was open to all 5,000 county employees. We had sheriffs, nurses, library, everyone, and it was paid time. We had wellness information, physical activity demonstrations throughout the day, health screenings, vendors, gym discounts. And the health screenings, we took the information as our baseline data, and the next time we do this event, we'll evaluate. And then one of the very cool things that employees were very interested in was a chance to win 80 free 12-week Weight Watcher at work programs. And bringing the Weight Watchers at work really came through the Board of Supervisors. They approved the expenditure to cover the enrollment for the staff at Weight Watchers at Work at two different county sites. It was extremely successful. Those 80 participants, they just finished the 12-week program, and they lost over 900 pounds. For us, the fact that the Board of Supervisors approved the Weight Watcher program, it really meant that we had countywide support from our elected officials. And really, that is the backbone now for continuing our wellness policy. One of the tools that we're working on now is our new worksite wellness website. And in the health department, we're not technically savvy. We don't know how to develop our own websites. So we contacted our IT department, who hooked us up with a web page, and it's called WordPress.com. Our website is currently under construction, but this is it is an intuitive, no-cost blogging tool, so anyone could really create their own web page very easily. It is a free website to use, and if you want your own domain, it's only $125. So really, any county can set up their own worksite wellness website, and it could be used for more than just worksite wellness. You can do emergency preparedness. You can do anything. And most importantly for us was that employees could then share the information they learned, the resources, the education with their family members once they were at home. Our outcome has been healthier employees. And we like to think that it's not just the health department setting the pace, it's now Tulare County employees setting the pace. And they're setting the pace for their community and their families. Thank you. We have our contact information. If anyone is interested in receiving the digital files for the posters, please give us a call, and we would be more than happy to share it with you.